We're a few weeks away from the point where growers generally start thinking they're going to have freeze problem. That usually doesn't start till somewhere in December. What can growers who are concerned, what should they be doing soon?
Well, I think most importantly, most all of us are using microsprinkler irrigation for cold protection. It's important that you go out and make sure that your system is running efficiently, that your emitters are clear, that they're all functioning properly, that you don't have any line leaks, and that you get your irrigation system in top running order. If you're using fuel, diesel fuel, to run your pumps, you want to make sure that you have fuel on hand that's going to be sufficient to run the duration of the freeze. If you have electric power, and if there has been any historic or any instances in the past where you've had trouble with power going off during a freeze, you may want to consider looking at doing something as an alternative or an auxiliary power source in case those electric pumps do go off, or if you have one of these rolling blackout, brownout type situations, that you have a way to continue to run that pump. Because once you start that water, you've made that commitment until that wet bulb temperature gets above that critical temperature.
Any other thoughts about cold protection?
As you're going into the winter, this is the time that you want to go in and you want to get your row middles all cleaned up. You want to get rid of the weeds that are going to be potentially an air dam to hold cold air in a grove. You want to have good air drainage. You want to have good solar interception of the light during the day. So you want to get those row middles cleaned up, irrigation system working properly, make sure that the trees are in good health. And one other thing that relates to irrigation is you don't want to excessively irrigate your trees during the winter. There is some relationship between over-irrigating in the winter and susceptibility to cold. So what you want to do is you want to make sure you schedule your irrigation properly. You don't want to be excessively irrigating your trees, especially in the winter.
And that's a whole other topic we could go into big, because some irrigation is good right before a freeze to hold the heat in, right?
Well, typically in years past, when we looked at wetting the soil to increase the capacity of the soil, a wet soil to hold heat during the day, that was when we were watering the entire grove. Today, if you think about it in the respect of a microsprinkler irrigation system, there is some benefit from that. But in many instances, if they're mature trees, you're not getting a lot of solar interception underneath that tree, but it does provide some benefit in respect that you're putting out 68, 70 degree water underneath the tree. But again, you don't want to overwater the trees, because that tends to make them a little bit more susceptible to cold injury than if the trees are not overly watered or excessively watered. And I just want to make that distinction. You don't want them to be in a drought condition or a stress condition, because they'll be more susceptible potentially to cold damage than if they weren't.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.